USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Search, rescue, and recovery operations continue on the fire-ravaged Hawaiian island of Maui. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell says canine search teams are searching for those still missing.
We're working carefully to search the affected areas thoroughly and compassionately while respecting all of the cultural sensitivities.
President Biden will travel to Maui Monday to meet with first responders, survivors, and local officials. A federal appeals court is upholding parts of a decision that limits access to a widely used abortion pill. Judges on the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals sided with a Texas judge and agreed the FDA did not properly follow procedures when it loosened access to mifepristone. The Justice Department is expected to appeal the ruling. A Quinnipiac poll shows former President Trump is still a top presidential candidate despite his legal trouble. Poller Tim Malloy says 54% of respondents think Trump should be prosecuted on criminal charges, while another 68% say anyone who is convicted of a felony should not be president.
That's a big number, and that includes Republicans. So a lot hangs in the balance on where this thing goes for Trump.
As he faces a fourth indictment, if an election was held now, it would be a toss-up between Trump and President Biden. However, democracy is a main concern, with 83% of Americans polled saying they fear it will fall apart. Most Americans say the U.S. should ramp up preparations for potential Chinese military threats. That's according to a Reuters Ipsos poll that showed 2 in 3 respondents believe the country needs to do more. The Federal Reserve warning the pace of inflation may mean more interest rate hikes.
In a recent meeting, Fed officials were somewhat optimistic the last quarter percentage point rate hike would be the last of the cycle and officials would wait and see how the hikes were impacting inflation. But new data shows the economy is expected to slow and unemployment will rise. That might mean another rate hike in September. I'm Lisa Taylor.
This is USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4541. 802-341-4541. 802-341-4541. That's 802-341-4541.
More than 101,000 migrants have now passed through New York City's intake centers. Natalie Migliori has more.
To put that in perspective, this population is larger than the entire city of Albany.
Deputy Mayor Fabian Levy says new arrivals keep coming, with 2,700 arriving in the city this past week.
We continue to see these high numbers week after week, despite reports of decreases at the border.
In New York City's latest effort to free up shelter space, officials say the city has notified more than 2,900 adult men that they have 60 days to find alternative accommodations. I'm Natalie Migliori.
Target is seeing a drop in sales after backlash over its Pride Month merchandise. It fell over 5% in the second quarter, with customers buying less in discretionary categories and instead more in the food, beauty, and essentials categories. CEO Brian Cornell said in a statement the retail chain still plans to celebrate Pride in the future. O'Reilly Auto Parts being sued in Washington State over the way it treats pregnant employees.
The Washington Attorney General's office filed the lawsuit claiming the company refuses to give pregnant workers accommodations such as the ability to sit or rest and limit how much they lift or handle hazardous materials. Complaints also include no flexibility for restroom breaks or time to pump breast milk for newborn babies. At least 22 women were affected, and the Attorney General's office says the actual number is likely higher. They're asking employees who experience pregnancy discrimination to contact them. Brad Ford.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.